Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
All-Pro Garrett Bowles and former 49er Mike McGlinchey are the tackles. And on the third play of the game, here's a slant pickoff at the 40-yard line. Stumbling forward with the ball is Traquez Bridges.
Welcome in DFW, and as exciting as it started yesterday for your Dallas Cowboys, that might have been the highlight of the game. That might have been as excited as Cowboy fans got, maybe after the 14-10, right? You're down a score, you're thinking to yourself, all right, we get back into this, and then the proverbial wheels fell off. Welcome into Monday night. It is Fan After Dark, DFW. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start to your week right now. I am Fred Davis. We've got Mr. Blake Elliott. You know it's serious when not only am I sipping on a cup of coffee on a Monday night, but Blake Elliott needed a cup of Joe as well. Welcome to the program, Blake Elliott.
It's been a long day, man. I needed the coffee to get through this long day, and I wanted to give my best energy to the Tolos, to the fatties. Because I'm not going to lie, when we don't do Cowboys games on Sundays, it feels like forever from when we're last here at the studios. I know it was only since Saturday.
I was here Sunday morning. So
you put in work for Fan After Dark.
I was here Sunday morning holding it down with Mr. Chris Arnold. And then, of course, we do the handoff with, and then, of course, Wooly Bully. Filled in yesterday for Chiafalo, because Chiafalo the week before filled in for Wooly Bully. So shout out to both of those guys. But, you know, and I feel somewhat, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't want to say nothing profound by any means, but I had asked during the crosstalk yesterday, Broadus, I said, hey, you boys got $50 million laying around just in case after what went down Saturday night between LSU and Texas A&M. And he talked about how, you know, look, it's one thing to pay for players, but when you have to continuously pay for head coaching mistakes, because as we all know, or in case you don't know, you're about to know, $54 million is what Brian Kelly is owed by LSU in terms of a buyout, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and pay him that $54 million as of you know, at some point this week or whenever the hell they decide it. But Brian Kelly was out again. We talked about it yesterday. Didn't expect it to happen quite as soon as it did, but boom, you find out last night. Touchdown Kansas City. Shout out to Rasheed Rice. North Richland Hill, stand up. You know the vibes. Yeah.
You have finished your point.
I finished it.
$169 million in buyouts to college football coaches this year. Brian Kelly at the top with $53 million, like Fred just said. James Franklin from Penn State at $49 million. Billy Napier at Florida at $21 million. Mike Gundy at OSU, $15 million. Sam Pittman at Arkansas, $9.5 million. Deshaun Foster at UCLA, $6 million. Brent Pry at Virginia Tech, $6 million. Trent Bray at Oregon State for $4 million. Trent Dilfer at UAB for $2.4 million. And Jay Norvell at Colorado State, $1.5 million. All accumulates to $170 million of buyouts.
You figure there's probably going to be, what, another half dozen guys that'll probably get booted out before it's all said and done. So, you know, I mean, and look, those lower tier guys that you talked about, the Jay Norvells of the world, the who's another guy? Trent Dilfer. Yeah, those guys. I mean, okay, a couple mil here and there, boom, done, whatever. But, you know, you just wonder when you hire a guy like a Brian Kelly, who's got a bit of a
crescendo.
Well, there's that for sure. But, I mean, he's got you just wonder, like, what exactly were you thinking that made you think Brian Kelly, who's a northerner and has always lived in the north or been a northeasterner, what made you think he was going to work in Baton Rouge?
I knew it wasn't going to work when he did that fake southern accent.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
at the pep rally.
Wasn't that enough to give you an idea? And of course, at that point, you've already hired him, so it's too late. I mean, you and I and you know, college football fans at large can laugh at that and say, okay, this does not going to end well. But you just wonder, like, the powers that be that make these hires. Like, what do you, you know, and I go back to what we, you know, what you and I have talked about when it comes to, you know, when you draft these players. Like, what are you asking some of these guys?
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Man, forget being a fly on the wall. I want to be a guy that asks the questions.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
What question would you ask? They only allow you, you're an intern, they allow you. My boy Freddie's got one question before we draft you.
Why should I draft you?
Original. I don't think that one's been asked.
No, because I want to know what they're going to ask. I want to hear what their response is going to be. Okay. And I'll be able to tell just from that little bit. If you give me some cliched, nuanced response, I'm done with you.
I thought you're going to have some very niche question.
Well, I mean, if I only get one.
You only get one.
I only get one.
There's other people in the room asking questions. It's not the only question asked in the interview. You only get one, though. Let's just say, why should we draft you? Has already been asked.
Why should we draft you?
Maybe that's the first question. Asked.
I don't know, because I'd have to. I mean, again, it would be one of those things where I'm a big follow-up guy.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I think the key to a good question is in the follow-up, because you're going to say something throughout the course of that interview that I'm going to pick up on.
Like, active listening.
I mean, you got to. I mean, look, I'll tell you what. One of my go-to answers, and really, you're asking. One of my go-to questions back when I was hiring people was, what does the inside of your car look like right now?
Mm, you're one of those guys.
Okay.
That'll tell me everything I need to know about you. How clean do you keep the car?
Well, here's the thing. Because if you start fidgeting around and think about what you're going to tell me, it means, okay, your car's probably a mess. And you're going to lie to me about how it doesn't look that bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want you as part of my team.
So if you have a dirty car, you don't want that person part of your team?
Just be honest. Why is it dirty?
Okay.
It's dirty. The answer said, I have 5 seats and a steering wheel.
What's that?
What if they just said, I have 5 seats and a steering wheel?
Did you ask what's the inside of your car look like?
Oh, 5 seats and a steering wheel. I'd say, okay, that's clever. Is there trash? Is there garbage? What does the rest of it look like?
Don't remember the last time I looked at it.
Then get the hell out of my car. Then we're not hiring.
I'm a 5-star recruit. Never seen somebody run a 4 flat.
we're not hiring you.
You're not going to hire me because I left a Cane's cup in my car?
No. If you tell
me, I'm a 5-star recruit.
If you tell me you don't know what the inside of your car looks like, then get out of there.
I forgot. I'm never in it. I got a driver. NIL, baby.
I don't want you. I don't want you.
You know what? I don't want you either. I'm not coming to Topeka State. I'm going to Ohio State. No, I don't want to go there anymore. Get out of here, Coach Davis.
You don't want to come to Topeka State.
No, I don't. We're gonna take our talent somewhere else, and you can take your car question to the 3-star recruit.
First of all, ask that question for people that are working a 9-to-5 blue collar job. Number one, okay, not high school or NFL recruits.
That's what we're doing.
Okay, I'm not asking high school or NFL recruits. Hey, what's the inside of your car looking like?
I would ask a simple question.
Yeah?
Very simple.
What would yours be?
I would look them dead in the eyes. No eye contact can be away from me. And I would say, when you think of what makes you happy, how close is football to that? They're going to get their answer, my family. Ah, hard enough. I didn't hear the word football in there one time, buddy. Go ahead and step out of my office. And I wouldn't recruit them. The kids that start off football is my life. Yes, sir. Come to the program. I don't want to hear about your family. I don't want to hear about your wife. I don't want to hear about your kids. I don't want to hear about your 401k. I don't want to hear about player safety. None of that stuff.
Well, chances are, if you're recruiting a kid for college, I don't know that they're going to have a 401k.
I don't even want them thinking like that. That's for other people to think about. I want you thinking about catching the football, running the football.
Tutties.
Tutties.
That's all I care
about. That's not the first thing out of your mouth, it's not the program for you. You can go to Topeka State. We're full over here at Elliott University. We got dogs over here. You can go answer car questions over there at Topeka State. I heard that Davis coach is looking at the inside of people's cars. He's got a flashlight as they're pulling up to the... just checking out the guy.
No, go ahead and park in that garage over there. Just stand to the side. Don't worry about it. My team's going to take a look at the inside. We'll get back to you in a second.
Cooper Flagg missed layup.
Just hang out.
We got a text from the 832-325.
From my Topeka State compliance office.
Every now and then, Fred lets us inside of his head. It's scary in there. Your thoughts?
I mean, that person's not wrong. That person's not wrong. I'm not mad at him for that.
Dallas Mavericks are down 30-26 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You like how I called that basket before it went in there? We saw the big lineup still starting.
Starting the big lineup.
And by big lineup, I do mean Cooper Flagg being at point guard.
Yeah.
No Derek Lively tonight.
Knee contusion.
He's dealing with the right knee contusion. So Max Christie got the start instead of Derek Lively. They had Max Christie, Cooper Flagg, and Klay Thompson all out there as the guard/wings. And then you had P.J. Washington and Anthony Davis at the five to start things off because you don't have Lively nor Gafford tonight. D'Angelo Russell comes in with about 7 minutes left in the first, and the team hasn't looked back. They've looked a lot better since D'Angelo Russell's been on the court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Max Christie's been a big focal point of their offense. I think he's already up to 7 or 8 shots as well. So I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Mavs more since D'Angelo Russell came in. Those first 7 minutes were rough.
Again, stop me if you've heard this before, but basketball works a lot better when you have a legit ball handler running the offense. I mean, what a concept. And all I know is this, this is what worries me. We had Ron Harrod Jr. on last week, and one thing he brought up was that Jason Kidd was hell-bent on making Giannis a point guard back in the day. He covered those Milwaukee Bucks. And so that makes me a little bit nervous when I hear about that, because it's like, okay, eventually he got fired. And so you just wonder, okay, how long is this? Now, the difference is that, you know, you are going to have Kyrie back at some point, right? February, March, somewhere in there. The question, though, is that we were operating under the guise that, okay, by then you should be maybe five games above 500. You should be fighting for a playoff spot. You're maybe somewhere five, six as far as best in the West. And so that way, when you do get Kyrie back, hey, you're not. It's not an uphill battle. It's not an uphill challenge. You're in a rhythm at that point. And so, you know, plug and play Kyrie's good to go. I just wonder, okay, how long are you going to go with this? We're not going to start D'Lo, and we insist on starting Cooper Flagg at the point guard.
Well,
spot. Speaking
of uphill challenge, let's go ahead and get more angry. The Dallas Cowboys get dismantled by 20-balled by the Broncos.
Were you angry, though?
I wouldn't say angry. I predicted them to lose. I didn't think it'd be that ugly. Yeah. It just reaffirmed. I was sitting there. My friend showed up in the fourth quarter to my house to watch the end of the game because we had dinner plans after. And I just said to them, I was like, this week, I'm going to be so happy to do our revisiting our picks, Fred. Because this week showed me who the real teams are and who the real teams are. I think this week, we said it on the phone, this week was very clear. Yeah. There weren't a lot of close games. The teams that are good stamped and solidified it this week, and the teams that are not good showed you their true colors this week. The Dallas Cowboys are not a good football team.
No.
They are an average team at absolute best. They have a high variety and variance because of their offense. Like, they can put up 40. Like, if they played the Chiefs tomorrow and they lost 41-40, I wouldn't be that surprised, and I wouldn't put them in the Super Bowl. Like, no. They can do that. Their offense is that good. But they also going to have games like the Bears or like yesterday against Denver, and the offense doesn't show up. The defense has looked as bad as it has all week, albeit the only good game was against the Commanders when they had nobody. And the people that were like, hey, the defense isn't fixed, you just beat the Commanders, and we agreed to that. We're like, hey, maybe you're trending in the right way playing man-to-man. You played man-to-man, you played zone, you blitz, you didn't blitz, it didn't matter.
Didn't matter. You made Bo Nix look like John Elway yesterday.
The Broncos started the game with the interception. Then I want to say two, three possessions later, they had the punt. And then other than those two possessions, they scored on every single drive, whether it was a touchdown or field goal. Every other drive. You stopped them two possessions. And the first one was just a errant throw by Bo Nix.
Bad throw.
It had nothing to do with your defense. Because remember it was the third play of the game. The first two plays, they gash you for like seven plus. And then the third play is just a terrible throw on a slant route by Bo Nix. Throws it right to Bridges, and shout out to Bridges being there.
Didn't catch it.
And after that, there really wasn't any other defensive plays that are of note.
No, I mean, the other kind of bugaboo was, shout out to James Houston. I mean, appreciate him being on the Cowboy Hour with Brad Sham just now. But, and he said, look, we just got to get a little better on defense. Well, I go ahead and I would push back on that a little bit, and I get it's Brad Sham. I mean, it's a friendly. You're not going to get too crazy about it, but...
You know what, Brad? I just get into a tiff.
James, let me stop you right there real quick. Did you just say you need get a little bit better on defense?
I have a great view of the game, James.
I have been watching every game with a lot of earnesty. This defense is terrible.
Terrible. Historically bad. They're 32 in everything.
You asked... We were talking yesterday during the fourth quarter, and you said, all right, what do you do... You know, as far as your draft picks are concerned, I said, look.
We started having draft conversations.
I mean, well, because we joked. I said, okay, does this mean that we start doing draft talk this week? I said this to you yesterday. I'll say it again today. First three rounds, hell, maybe four or five rounds. You take the best defensive player available, regardless of position.
Regardless.
It does. You are so bad at every position right now. You're bad at linebacker. You're bad at safety. You're bad at cornerback. You're bad at D tackle. We already know you're bad at D end. Okay.
There's not one position you can go, we're good there. We're good. We can't.
G-Bag asked a question today. Who would start on another NFL team?
That's on a great defense? Question.
Okay.
I think you could, just off name value, probably your D tackles.
To me, who's also starting for right now?
What I haven't no. If we're going off this year's play, no. But I'm just saying name value. Like,
you got to go off this year though. I mean, look, what is we have not said Osa's name one time.
Remember Solomon Thomas got in the game. I was like, okay, he's in the backfield. He's making some things happen. He's causing a little bit of havoc. I was like, did he sub in for Osa? I didn't even notice Osa was in the play before him.
I haven't even noticed Osa. And then, Kenny Clark, maybe.
He's
gotten worse as the season's gone on, right? Because it's like, look, we're not worried. Nobody is worried about your defensive line.
Can we think of any other players that would start?
Maybe Deron Bland.
Deron Bland, yeah.
Deron Bland would be a starting corner on just about any other NFL team.
Yeah. Other than that, it's
that's it.
That's where the list ends.
That's it. And then from a special teams point, obviously Brandon Aubrey would start on every team. But that's it. I mean, but defensively right now, the only go-to guy that you can say without any equivocation whatsoever is that Deron Bland is the only player on this football team that would you could guarantee would start on another NFL football
Do you
team.
Think the defense, before we get out of here, do you think the defense was a product of you played a good Broncos offense, or this is who the defense is? Like, they're like letting out
for this is who the defense is.
Well, I'm just saying the people that are Washington, Denver, is there somewhere in the middle?
No, I mean, look, what did we say all week last week that we cautioned everybody with? That when, you know, we were like, yeah, we're, you know, yes, is it fun for you and I as radio hosts and as guys that cover the team? Is it a lot more fun to go talk to the guys after a win? 100%. I mean, look. When the Cowboys beat the Commanders a week ago, you see Shoddy and those guys doing that little thing that they do where they go, you know, he reads off what somebody did and they go, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Denver scored 44 points yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
Dak, what an interception.
RJ Harvard looks like Terrell Davis. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what you did yesterday.
Troy Franklin looks like Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Okay. Jake Ferguson had zero catches. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's
it. Jerry.
Come on, man. Let's talk about this. So, no,
you don't think they did the yeah?
I seriously did. Yeah, let's get the hell out of here is what they said. What you and I talked about yesterday, all right? Here's the reality of this. And 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Boy, I'll tell you what, Clay looks rough. This is... What was the knock? Okay, even when the Cowboys were going 12-5, what was the knock on the Cowboys then?
Run defense.
Well, not just that, but yet you could beat the okay teams, yeah. But you had a hard time beating
that was when you lost to the Dolphins.
Upper echelon players, yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, guess what? Now, but at least you were in that top tier of hey, this could be a good team.
Yeah.
Now you're in the bottom tier, and that's who you're good at beating.
Yeah.
Okay, the reality is this. Of the three wins, those teams, let's see, although I guess you do get to feel a little bit better. The Jets won yesterday,
yep.
Okay, so you can feel good about that. The Giants are still terrible,
mm-hmm.
All right? And God bless the Commanders. They're hanging around the Chiefs right now, okay? But those are your three wins. Those are your three wins, and let's call it what it is. The Jets are still terrible, all right? That was more about Cincinnati's collapse as it was about anything the Jets did. And look, we all get it. Justin Fields is crying in his closet a week ago, all right? So there's that aspect of it. The Commanders are doing the best with what God gave them tonight. They've turned over the Chiefs twice and are still sitting there, hell, they're in the red zone right now. Giants lose Scataboo. And they look like a mess and are probably going to, you know, lose a lot more games before the season's finally over. So that's who you've beaten. Those are the wins on your schedule right now. And look, would you, me, or anybody else that's listening right now, would any of us be shocked if you beat the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night? No. Would anybody be shocked if you came out of the bye week and beat a crappy Raider team and found yourself at 5-4-1? No. Yeah, who you beating after that? That's the real question. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. We got our boy Dylon behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Coming up next, what did Jerry have to say following the loss? And does this mean they're still going to be active in the trade market? Your text messages, lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.